Movement.
Talk to me, Hudson.
I got signals. I got readings in front and behind.
There's nothing back here.
Look, I'm telling you, there's something moving and it ain't us.
Get them out of there.
What's up, guys? It's Katie Huttenbach, and this is Katie Afraid, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time where we shoot the shit, we spoil. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Who did that?
Again? The TV, the haunted TV did it again.
Oh my God.
Oops, it did it again. Who said that? The ghost. The ghost of... Ridley Scott.
Oh no, R.I.P.
Is he dead?
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive. I was like,
he's kicking. I mean, you wouldn't tell from The Last Gladiator, but you know what?
Who's counting? She is. You're probably like, who the heck's this girl? What the heck? She's got a freaking alien on her. We got a little baby xenomorph. Oh. Period.
It's just for her.
This came out of her chest just literally 2 seconds ago, which is crazy. She's a actor, producer, writer, comedian, horror nut, her words.
Fair. That feels right.
She's nutted out on horror. And I'm done.
Nutted on.
All of it. It's Laura Kathleen.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited you're here, dude.
Stoked.
Yeah. And I think you like horror a little bit.
Some say.
Yeah.
Some say. Which is weird because, like, I was not into it as a kid. We only were allowed to watch sci-fi horror.
And
I know.
And that's why you're in love with Alien.
Yeah. Truly the first horror I ever saw. And so my parents were like, no, everything's too violent, but Alien's fine. Don't know why. Couldn't tell you. They're fine with Alien. They're fine
exploding
with the
ships. It's not real.
They're aliens.
Aliens aren't real.
No. Yeah. So I literally saw this when I was like four.
This is your childhood movie.
This is just me. This is my comfort movie.
Did it freak you out as a kid?
Yes.
Okay.
Terrifying.
Yeah. So was this like technically your first horror movie then?
I think so.
Okay. Wow. And it's like normally people's first horror movie, they're like, yeah, it's my first, but like, I don't like it.
No,
you
I'm obsessed with it.
Love Alien. We did a comedy show about like, I basically explained it to people like you nerd out for six
nerd
minutes.
Hard. Yeah.
Nerd hard, nerd out for 6 minutes.
Oh yeah.
And you chose Alien and you went down the line of every single Alien movie. I don't think you did the TV series, or did you?
I didn't do the TV series because I didn't have time. And also, I feel like that it's a different vibe than the films.
Yeah.
And also because I feel like it's harder to pitch people with the TV show because they see it as like, 8 hours or however long.
Yeah.
Versus if you're like, look, just give Alien and Aliens a chance. 4 hours total.
Yeah.
I promise you will not regret it. And I feel like that's the perfect like entry level like to get into the series in general. Even if you just start with Alien, you're not gonna not watch Aliens. Like it's that good.
Yeah.
So obsessed. I could talk about it literally all day.
So I didn't know this because sci-fi horror is not something I like gravitate towards. But again, I'll watch anything once. You know, I don't care. I just, you know, I'll watch it.
You'll give it a
It's not something I gravitate towards. So when it's on the pod, I'm like, you know what? This is the time to do it. Time to get something, you know, new off the list.
Hell yeah.
We did Alien like maybe 2 years ago on the pod. And where was I going with this? I didn't realize that there was two different types of, or there was two aliens. There's two different cuts.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
the
yeah.
short, the 20, or yes. 2 hours 17 and 2 hours 34. And I started watching the 2 hours 17 because I was, how do you watch it illegally streaming? Of course. And that one was the shorter one, but then my computer froze and it wouldn't let me watch the rest of it. So then I had to go to a different website, but then that was the longer version.
No.
And I was like, well, it's fine. And so I got that version. I don't know what's extra in it, but they got extra running around and, you know.
Okay, so I can answer that. So, in Aliens, we growing up, we have the DVD, the tape, and then the DVDs for Alien and Aliens. Now, when I started watching it on streaming like a few years ago, it seemed like it was the same version, the short version.
Yeah.
when I got the DVD set of all 9 movies, had to. So I was watching it too much, and I was sick of, like, you know, they always jump streaming services, and you're like,
I just want to have them. I just want to watch them whenever I want to. I don't want to buy a new service.
Or it's like, why is it, why are 1 through 3 on Paramount, 4 through 6 on fucking Hulu? Like, no, just stop. And so, and plus Alien Earth, that's a Noah Hawley thing. So that's Hulu. That's different. Fine.
Yeah.
So I bought the set. And when I'm watching Aliens, I'm literally like, what the hell is this scene? I've never seen this. I've seen this 35 times in the last year, whatever. Yeah. There's a whole, the parts that are extended are the scenes with the little girl Newt's family.
Okay.
At the very top of the movie, they show them kind of just like working on the planet.
Okay.
And like working as like, I think they're like miners or like some sort of like blue collar something.
Got it.
And so you see the backstory of Newt with her brother and her parents.
Got it.
I had never seen that until maybe last year. And it does add a lot of context. It's not totally necessary.
Yeah.
I personally think it's better without it because I like filling in the details of what Newt's previous life was.
Yeah. And it's also like it doesn't matter now.
It kind of doesn't.
Yeah.
But it does add interesting context because I never realized, and I caught this on this last watch, Carter Burke, the bad guy, Paul Reiser, yeah, the guy in the stupid tech bro outfit,
yeah,
the fucking plaid shirt and the vest, hate that.
Classic.
Oh, why did they pick that? Like, it's, all the tech bros saw that and they're like, "That's what I want to look like.
I want to be him when I grow up."
That sicko, girls,
sick freaks.
Oh, so that, but who wants to be on the corporate side? Yuck.
Some people, good for you.
That freaking
people
guy.
Who like money over creativity.
Truly, well. I feel like the Alien franchise at one point when that's original.
Exactly.
But he, like, I never caught this, but apparently he sent out Newt's family to investigate the, like, alien ship. Yeah. And so I don't think he knew the, like, extent of what they were going to find.
Got it.
But I think he knew there was something interesting and maybe, you know.
Yeah, money-wise.
Money-wise
you
could get. So there's, like, this really short reveal moment where Ripley's like, you sent them out there. I checked the logs.
That's okay. That's what that was. So because I started the movie already, I just jumped to the time I was already at.
Oh,
so
I missed
all of that because I was like, I don't want to start this over. It's a 2.5 hour movie. I was watching 5 movies. So I was like, I can't.
It's you're like, we've already seen it.
I was like, I don't got that kind of time. No. We're fine. We'll be fine. Well, that's good to know. I mean, even then it wasn't like important. I don't think, you know, if I watch it again, you know, I'll have that more context. I'll have more of that context.
Yeah, it's like right on the edge for me. There is one kind of cool moment where they have a bunch of kids like playing in the like the bellies of the ship. I don't know where they are.
Yeah.
And there's little kids running around, and one of them's on one of those big wheels, like in The Shining. Mm-hmm. And at the very front of it, it says Weyland Yutani, the company.
Yeah.
And so you just get this creepy close up of this child who you know is going to be dead by the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And it's Weyland Yutani, and he's just like happily cycling through these like crazy ass like almost like warehouse vibes.
Yeah,
it's such a strange, surreal thing to see that since I've seen it so many times.
Yeah,
and just be like, you're like, detail makes it really sad.
Yeah,
like fuck.
But it's also interesting. I love that you hadn't seen that, and it's like one thing. That's what I love about movies and people who are like,
same.
I don't like movies. You can find new things. Constantly, because in a different cut, in something like
this, or with subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles, huge,
dude.
Like with some things are so quiet. They're like, I didn't even hear that. My example that I always say is Forgetting Sarah Marshall. The way I always watched that movie was on TV. I never watched the real thing. I didn't realize he gets butt ass naked. I never saw that cut.
It was there's so what is it in the TV version? It just doesn't.
He
have
just
that
drops,
scene.
And then it cuts to the reverse of seeing who Kristen Bell.
So what was your like? Were you like, how is this the X version? What is this?
I was like, oh my god, because he's always been like. Because I've heard interviews of Jason Segel being like, oh yeah, like my penis is in the movie, and I was like, where? Where's your penis? Now that I'm like looking for it, but I was like, am I blind? And then it's like, no, you were watching it on TV.
No, you were watching like the TBS version.
Yes, I didn't know. I was like,
fuck.
And I watched it in high school and I was like, oh my God, what the hell?
You're like, I got a lot of movies to rewatch.
I was like, my whole child was a lie. Did I watch any? Did I even watch movies? I don't even think I'm a horror fan. I don't even know. Scream, Everybody Lived. And that was crazy.
Oh my god.
You're like, Ghostface, really nice guy. I don't know. Really sweet. Weird.
He just has to go boo, and that's about it. Like,
kinda
yeah.
cute. I don't know. Casper?
Yeah, he's just kind of like looming in the background, and it's like, that's about it. It's about a couple like finding themselves again, and then they fight. And it's like gay a little bit, right?
It's a little bit gay. It's a little bit free. It's a little bit free. You know, you mentioned the quiet, like, you miss stuff because it's too quiet. I read something recently, and I don't know if it's true, like, can be confirmed with Ridley Scott. The first Alien, they specifically pushed the dialogue low. Yeah. Okay. Where the sound effects and the music are kind of high to like think you're in the thing, but then the dialogue's really low so that you lean forward and listen, and then you're extra scared when something comes out.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy with subtitles because you see stuff where you're like, they were talking in that scene?
Yeah. So I saw Alien when it came back to theaters. I think it was like the 45th anniversary. Yeah. It was the first time ever seeing it. And I was like, oh, I should see it in theaters. I see it for the first time. I didn't understand what was happening because I couldn't hear them.
Interesting. Because
it was very mumblecore in their dialogue. And then as soon as I watched it again with subtitles and I was like, that's what they were talking about? I was like, dude, I was like, am I deaf or do we need subtitles on some older movies?
We do. Not,
just because... I was like, I know it was a choice, so that makes sense because that was my complaint. I was like, I couldn't understand them. This one understood everybody. I was like, wow, everybody's got their outdoor, their theater projection voice. They have that ready.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, okay.
And there's a lot, I feel like because older audiences, like at that time, you had to read between the lines more, which I think also makes rewatching older movies more satisfying because you can pick up on little Easter eggs or like whatever. I can't confirm that for Aliens 2 because it does seem when James Cameron took over as the director, he's such a big action guy that, and that's something I really loved.
Him? What?
Action?
Action? Yeah, rom-com.
And Aliens? You mean Sigourney Weaver with a giant gun?
In everything he's ever done, or Linda Hamilton. Oh. But when he took over, or for that one in particular, I noticed this last time, the sound design of like, their futuristic guns and their even the sounds that the aliens are making, specifically when they encounter the queen, she has such an interesting sound design that is so scary and so primally like, like she hisses and she breathes really heavily in a way
there's a lot of heavy breathing in this
heavy
too.
Breathing and like, but just even the gun sound was very. Cool and futuristic, but still had that retro futuristic sound. Like, it wasn't pew-pew like Star Wars, you know? It was more, tactical sounding.
Yeah.
Which was so fucking cool.
And also with James Cameron, Bill Paxton.
Which,
King. I've seen a lot of his stuff. He kind of plays the same character. This is the only time I've seen him not play, like... I mean, like a dumb, like he usually plays a smart character. I've never seen him play like a dumb.
Well, he's kind of similar to his character in True Lies.
Okay, I've never seen him in True Lies. So that's why, but I've only seen him. I guess I just want him to like be smart in my head. So I just am like watching him be smart, you know? I just watched Twister and repeat.
Oh, he's so good in that.
Well, so good.
His character in this one though, I think it's so interesting because it's not that he's not smart. It's that he's a grunt.
Yeah.
But he's very smart in the military. Like, there's a scene where he's breaking down their firepower capabilities. And I really appreciate this about James Cameron's movies. He really nails the military stuff.
Meathead. Like, more like a meathead.
Yes.
Not like, but like a, like smart in there. That's what, that's better.
That's
his better
intelligence.
Yes.
And also, I didn't realize until I watched it this last time, he's their computer guy.
Yes. So they're like, can you get into the mainframe or whatever the fuck? And he's like, freaking out.
Yeah.
And they're like, go talk to the computer. And he's like, okay. And he's the only one. Yes. Which I was like, that guy? That's such a cool like dimension for this guy who's literally, but I appreciate that he's in that movie as that character because he's us.
Yeah.
Freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Saying what we're all thinking. Like, oh, it's game over, man.
We're done.
Like,
we're done here.
Yeah, like that.
Ugh.
We're absolutely out
love
of
that
here.
Character. I also the fact that Ripley has been asleep for what 57 years,
yeah.
said, and then the movie also ends with them going back into cryosleep.
Does every movie just end with them going back into cryosleep and then having the same thing?
Okay, awesome. Love
but
it.
But isn't that a cool loop?
Yeah, it is.
It's just, she starts over, but now she has... She got away with more people.
Instead of a cat, she has a child.
And a hot boyfriend. Because Michael Biehn survives.
Oh, yeah.
And rewatching that now, I was like, this might be my new favorite weird, subtle romance.
It's the robot, right?
No.
Who's
the robot dies. So
the robot dead.
He's the guy with like the red hair who like gets ripped apart at the end, which was pretty badass.
Oh, yeah.
The queen like sneaks up on him and is like,
oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, it's Hicks, the guy who was in Terminator. He plays the guy, the main dude. And then he's the guy who's
Hold on,
like,
let me look up his face.
He was in The Abyss, another great James Cameron.
Let me look up his face.
When he shows up in an 80s action.
Yes, sorry.
He's about to rumble.
Yes.
Like,
got it.
He's awesome in it. But the whole movie, he's like kind of riding hard for Ripley. Like, the first scene they get introduced, she's like driving the cool, like the Gundam suit thing.
Yeah. And I like how she's like, I'm forklift certified.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, okay, they're like, cool.
And then they're like,
oh shit, bitch.
They're like, damn, she is. Okay.
Yeah. And so they never are like, wow, for a woman, that's crazy. They just allow it. And then I also noticed in this rewatch, all the positions of power in this crew are women, except for the main guy who they all talk about being kind of a piece of shit.
And he ends up being a piece of
and
shit.
And he is. So it's like the pilot, I realized this time, same with subtitles, her name was Pharaoh, which is the Latin word for iron, which is so fucking cool. Like they all have these really strong names, like Ripley. Pharaoh, you have the other girl's name is Vasquez, Dietrich, and then the men are kind of interchangeable.
Yeah.
Like at one point, the lead guy, the corporal, whatever, gets Hicks and Hudson confused, and they all kind of have similar sounding names.
Yeah, because they don't matter. It's about women.
Don't.
Yeah.
And so,
wow, it's a very, you wouldn't think like Alien, like that franchise would be like very like female forward.
Especially then?
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God. Unheard of.
Mind-blowing.
And also, I'm not saying James, but also James Cameron doing that.
It's not like everybody's like, oh, you know, James,
Mr. I Love Women.
Mr.
And it's
feminism.
Like, you're like, oh, I mean, thank you, but
I almost feel like, okay, low-key, not to get too off-topic, but the way that people are talking about Christopher Nolan with this female translation of The Odyssey, I feel like he thinks he's writing for women in that way, where to me, Alien is the best franchise that just sort of naturally does it without feeling like this false feminism, girl power.
Yeah.
Look, it's so cute that she's tough. They never do that.
Yeah.
Right? And she always, like, she's always tougher, smarter, faster, or just better at problem solving.
Yeah.
It's not that she's a superhuman or, I love it so much. The first two movies are, what a cool character arc.
Yeah.
You know, like, going from, like, kind of a grunt on a ship, I guess, like a blue collar, whatever she does.
To absolute badass.
Total badass.
And also, like, just, I mean, she fucking, the fact that she's able to, I mean, obviously she's the main character, but you can still kill people off.
Easily.
The fact that.
Especially in horror.
Yeah. And she, the fact that she's able to survive, you know, I haven't seen the third one, don't spoil. She dies at some point. Allegedly, who knows? Spoiler. it's been out for how long?
Yeah, but you still want to be surprised organically.
Yeah,
you know?
But like, I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know something's starting right now. watching, you'll be there someday. You'll see that world. Where'd it go? Thought.
Wait,
oh,
I have
yes,
to ask
go ahead, please.
The surprise.
Yes.
Okay, so going back to you seeing it in the theater, what was your thought on the chestburster scene? Did you know about that?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Well, yeah. It was spoiled since the beginning of time for me. Like, I knew about that scene. So honestly, it didn't, none of this, I've watched a lot of, and I also like analyzed horror movies in like college and stuff and took classes on that.
Damn.
Yeah. So like they showed us clips of that stuff. So it was like, I watched it. The only thing that scared me in Alien was when the one was in the air duct and that jump, that's got me. But that was the only thing that scared me in Alien, because everything else I knew about.
Isn't that such a bummer when it's such a pervasive cultural phenomenon?
Yeah.
Like, I figured, like, when I first got into horror, like, as an adult, like, really got into it and explored non-sci-fi, there were so many things I had seen on like The Simpsons mm-hmm. or stuff like that where I was like, damn it. I wish I didn't know that the ending of Psycho. Mm-hmm. I wish I hadn't seen that before I saw the movie.
Totally.
Because I would have been blown away.
Right.
So when I watched it when I was a kid, that movie, that scene was so fucking terrifying that we like kind of wore the tape out, rewinding and watching it back again mm-hmm. because we couldn't figure out how they did it.
Yeah.
And so I know there's that story about, what is it? Is it Veronica Cartwright in that? She plays the blonde woman in the first one where...
An alien.
And I think it was her who they didn't tell her what...
Yes, they didn't tell some people. Yeah, or someone. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like aliens obviously didn't know as much about. So that was like me truly going in blind. And
so cool. It,
I mean, the beginning, like she has a chest burster scene. Like, and I was like,
They need to remind you like what we're dealing with.
Hey, this is what's happening.
And the PTSD of it all.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Which is huge because also a lot of horror movies don't touch on that, especially in sequels. They're like, no, they're fine. It's like,
no, they're not. They kind of just start over, right?
No, they're not. They're not fine.
I didn't see a lot of therapy.
She's not okay. she's struggling. She's now a stand-up comedian. Yikes.
Ripley, like, you guys ever get infected with chest bursters? What's that like?
It just ever happened to you guys.
You ever notice how...
chest bursters are like traffic, you know? And it's like airline food. And I've always said that. And
I mean, it's right there. It's a little obvious.
Oh, my God. Where are you going? That was... Okay. That was kind of realistic, though. It kind of started slithering.
It felt a little slithery.
That was kind of scary.
Low-key, I feel like... Okay, that's the other thing that they do that's so fucking cool. Taking H.R. Giger's designs and making them so disgustingly real. Like, the way that they look wet all the time.
Why is everything damp in space?
I don't like it. And the fact that they're constantly like, it's really hot and muggy. I'm like, this sounds like Florida in space.
Yeah, that's...
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, so... Okay. I think I posed this question. I need to find it. No. Oh my God, I can't read my handwriting. Oh, this is what I was going to ask you. How good of sleep do you think you get in those sleep pods?
I feel like it's one of two situations. You either sleep like the dead, but you wake up with a fucking hangover, or it's kind of that weird, like, not good REM sleep.
Because mm-hmm.
if you notice, they all wake up and they're either barfing or they feel like, oh, I feel hungover or whatever the fuck. That's clearly a big part of space travel.
Yeah.
But kind of looks like the worst part. Although I do think it's interesting that when they're in those pods, they are kind of like embryos, much like the egg things, right? And so it's interesting that they have to get into those to make it to the... place where they would find the real eggs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I'd want to get into one of those.
Especially after everything. I'd be like, you know what? Give me a gun.
Yeah, I think I'll just wait it out. Yeah. I'll sleep outside the ship.
Yeah, also the fact that she's like, I'll go back. I'm sorry. You're going to go back to the place where you're a good person.
But they did a good job like justifying it because she heard there were families there. And also her daughter was dead. Yeah. And so she literally was like, if I don't go back, not only will all of these people die, but they also took her commercial pilot license.
Oh, yeah.
So she had no fucking job, no money. She's living at home with a cat. Okay, she sounds like me.
is this play about us?
Actually, is it?
Am I Ripley?
Oh, shit. I'm more the cat. I'm Jonesy, anything. but, like, they really did a good job showing her struggle and, like, why she would go back. Because, why the fuck would you go?
Yeah, don't. I mean... there would be no movie.
True.
It would not be good.
It would have been a short.
It would have been, hey, okay, I want you to ask me if I go to space. Ready? Okay, and go. Okay.
Do you
want
to go to space?
No.
Okay, see, that was easy. Didn't even have to finish the question.
End of movie.
High pass, yeah. Roll credits.
I'm good, thank you.
James Cameron. I love it because, like, there's so many references, obviously, to, like, motherhood mm-hmm. and, like, that whole thing. You have Ripley's child is dead. She is still the mother. She's grieving. Clearly, the way they implant themselves is very, you know.
Yeah.
And even in the movie, this time I noticed Newt asks her.
Where do babies come from?
Where do babies come from?
She doesn't answer. And I'm still, where do babies come from?
I think it's still these guys.
So I'm pretty sure. That was going to be my next thing. I don't know.
I'm hoping we'll find out.
I'm scared.
That's the next episode.
Tune in next week. Where we find out where babies come from.
Oh, I don't want to know. I want it to be a surprise. Although I will say, like, I do like how the franchise ratchets up the insanity for that experience. Because, like, where do you go from face hugger?
Yeah.
Where do you go from chest burster? And so it's cool that I really liked at the end of Aliens that the whole, like, point was for Carter Burke, the bad guy, to get them implanted with aliens so that they could make the trip back home and then be like, here, we got, you know, these aliens and they're in these beautiful human bodies so that they don't have some crazy ass face hugger that's just whipping around the fucking med lab.
Yeah.
Which is even grosser and creepier that he was going to do that, like to use them as living hosts.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like that's kind of the worst thing I've ever heard.
That's pretty bad.
Like,
I'm good.
The tech bro thing is kind of standing out to me.
Tech bro, hey, you take your stupid vest.
That fucking vest.
And get out of here.
The most satisfying death of the movie.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like,
it's like cheering, clapping, get out of
cheering,
here.
Cheering.
You're such a piece of shit.
Happy.
Newt's just like this. Well, so the fact that she goes by Newt, hilarious. Amazing. Awesome.
Adorable.
But I like that. She goes, Ripley goes from caring for a cat to caring for now Newt child. And but also all the guys are also protective over Newt. And I loved that.
Like immediately.
When Ripley is being attacked by a face hugger and she like shouts for one of the guys and he comes and like helps her.
Immediately.
And I was like, whoa. Like I feel like I hadn't seen a lot of that. And I was like, okay, that's awesome. Normally you see a kid and you're like, fuck them kids.
Yes.
I mean, Newt did. She was smart, though. She clearly survived.
Incredibly.
How did she survive?
How did those guys? So she was like in almost like a ventilation trash.
For how long?
Did
it say?
I think they said 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. Okay. That's not that bad, but still not great. Also with those things.
For a child, dude?
A child, like, yeah.
But also she knew the lay of the land, I will say.
Yeah.
And that's why they kept getting into those vents. I thought it was interesting that the soldiers were so kind to her and that at one point they're like looking at the maps of the place and they pull her up to look at the maps with them.
Mm-hmm.
He like, Hicks like picks her up and sets her on the table so she can see. Whereas most times you kind of push her away or be like, not for you, honey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I feel like those are kind of little save the cat moments where there's another moment like that later when Android guy gets in that horrible little tunnel.
Yes.
And he's crawling through and Vasquez goes to give him a gun and he looks at it and he goes, and he just gives it back to Ripley. And it's such a cool moment because up until then they've kind of all been shitting on him for being a synthetic person.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can see her being like, oh, you need this to protect yourself. Be careful. And he's like, this isn't going to do anything. Like, there you go. And then when they put him in the tunnel, they have to, like, seal him in with they're, like, welding him in. And he's putting the, like, lid on, and he's like, oh, watch your fingers. And it's like, that little moment of care for the humans who are literally being like, get in this tunnel and go crawl to the alien nest for us is just such a cool moment to be like, oh, maybe the robots are kind of wanting to help us.
Yeah, and it's like, coming from also the first movie where the robot bad.
Very bad.
And then now, which also, why are the robots so slimy on the inside? And why does it look like sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut and milk.
And just
a lot of milk.
A lot of milk. And I love milk. Why is it so... I love milk. Why is it so just...
And what is that? Like,
it's... What was that? The purpose serve and I it's also
lubrication
sure I don't know oil what's happening I want to learn more about
I want to know but I'm scared because
I don't know if I care that much but I also because I think it's better not to know and just be like that creepy
didn't like it I did like at the very end when Bishop gets pulled in half which was kind of badass of the queen alien to pull up and be like oh is this your guy that's cool
no
and so when they pull him apart his belly in half, yucky yucks, sauerkraut out the wazoo. But the way they have the little white goo like squirting out looks so real and so yucky because it's a small little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a scream spray kind of vibe. And to me, I was like, that's such a nice touch because you're seeing that he's not a human, but he still looks like us.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's like, it's not our blood, but it is some type of.
It's something.
It's robot blood.
Yeah.
Robot blood.
Oof. I don't. We got to talk about Vasquez.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
We have to. The fact that that's the same mom from the fucking Titanic, the Irish mom, who like, in the Titanic, Carrie Henn. She's also the mom in Terminator 2, who is the foster parent of the Connor boy. Yeah, James Cameron loves her.
Wait, she was the
Irish mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Her. Yeah. Yeah. I was like the lesbian.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I wrote her down as. I don't know if she is, but I just was like,
she was boss.
I was like, tough bitch. I was like tough.
And she has that weird friendship with that white boy with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
And he's like, the whole movie, he's just hyping her up.
Yeah.
Hyping her every time she does anything, he's like, you're just too bad.
They had a good line, and please tell me if this is from this movie, because I've been watching so many movies and I'm like, oh my god, is this the right one? Where someone comes up to her and it goes, oh, do you ever get mistaken for a man?
Yes.
And it goes, I don't know, have you?
Yes, that's to Bill Paxton.
Yes, okay. Oh, so good.
That also, like, okay, when I was a kid, seeing that and then seeing Linda Hamilton and T2 doing the pull-ups, James Cameron has a weird fetish for women doing pull-ups, I mean, I love it.
Yeah, good. More.
The next time I did a presidential fitness test, I was like, I'm going to be so good. Couldn't do one.
Yeah. You're like, this hard.
Ripley's... They're all really good at it, not me. Vasquez made it look easy.
I thought it was going to be like that. It was not.
It was cool. I really liked seeing her, even though I don't think she's Latina, so that's...
Yeah, that's why I was like, who? And I was like, oh, yeah, there was some face paint.
Something's happening. And the accent... It was the 80s. Okay. Not okay, but we understand.
We're moving forward. We're good. We got it. Cool.
I really loved that... She was a badass, and like every character is kind of established as a badass without laying it on too thick.
Yeah.
Right? Like they show, don't tell. So much. I love that. Like her, and then who's the other guy? Oh, the captain, Apone.
Yes.
The guy with the big ass cigar, the super tall black guy with the, he's kind of just always yelling at. I mean, that's his job.
Yeah.
I also love that, again, every person in power in this universe is either a person of color or a woman or both.
Yeah. Unheard of.
And they just don't even make a big thing of it. They're just like, oh, yeah, they're great at their job. Anyway.
Shock it. Ugh.
What? Why is this in the 80s?
What a concept.
Right?
What a concept.
Like, it was so cool and so refreshing to just be like, damn, I miss movies like this. Right? Like, wow. And the like camaraderie that the military people build, you just are immediately in their world. Mm-hmm. I think that's so sick. Such a good understanding of that, the way that people work as a unit within those kind of units. Fascinating. Makes you really care about them.
You do. You know what I mean? You do. I mean, I think compared to the first Alien, I think I cared more about these characters.
Way more.
And even like the ones who are like, you're kind of annoying, but like, you know what?
They have a place.
They have a place. And it just felt like they all like worked together so well. And, you know... in the end, you know, Newt and Ripley are getting out of there. You know, you're like,
even though they do a good job of her getting lost at the end, and you're like, I don't think
she's... I literally was like, this is why we don't have kids in movies, because they fuck it up.
They fall through little stupid fans in the floor, whatever, like, she God did.
Damn it.
That, I will say though, that scene where she, there's two really cool scenes in that are transition scenes where. There's one where Ripley's face is, she's tilted back like this and she's going to sleep. And then it fades into the curvature of her face becomes the curvature of the earth. And so it's her face and it fades into like a space shot.
Wow.
And at the very end of the movie, when they're all back in the sleep pods, it's that same fucking tilted head thing. And they're in the pods, so they do kind of look like astronauts, which is very cool.
Yeah.
I really liked that I noticed some of those transition shots, and I also noticed that the ending sequence, like with the Gundam suit and shit like that, is so smartly, so well done and so well paced. James Cameron is just such a master at extending and building tension in action sequences. Like, they get off the thing, you think everything's good, they're back on the ship, this fucker shows up.
Yep.
Then you got the... Gundam suit in the mix, and then you got Newt, she's there, and you're just like, okay, I don't know how they could make me any more anxious.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
We're also throwing a set of steak knives. Oh my God. Oh. But wait, there's more. Here's a face hugger for your troubles. No!
Oh my God. When they wake up in that, jumping back a bit, when they fall asleep in that med lab and they wake up and the alien like specimen jars are empty.
I'm good.
Again,
I'm good.
Things are too wet. I don't want to see any wetness on the floor. Things are not good if it's wet.
Space should not be wet. Space seems like a dry place.
It feels like a desert.
It feels space is dry.
Very.
And the fact that it's wet stresses me out.
A lot.
All these space movies, everyone's just sweating and they're damp. And I'm like, where, from where?
Can you imagine filming that and there's just like a PA in your face spritzing you every 5 seconds?
They're like, you're not wet enough.
Worse.
More sweat. Instead of more blood, it's more sweat.
More sweat, yeah. Clearly. Yeah. More whites of your eyes more looking really scared.
We need more
nostril flare.
Because that's how you know you're scared.
Right? Yeah, a lot of that.
How big your eyes can go. It's like drama squirrel.
Yes. Although I will say, maybe a goal as an actor, I want a chest burster.
Okay. Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean,
I feel like you could do like a sketch.
I mean, I could show you what I brought. I could show you what I brought. What do you think about that? Oh, I don't want him to get jealous. Okay, don't look. But like, okay. That's the movie right there.
It's not wet, but doesn't it look wet?
She was too stunned to speak.
I wish his little hands could be like puppeted. Don't look at my skin. She's moldy.
This is my villain origin story.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
That's like buy this. Isn't that nuts?
You can just. I have.
This is what it looks like when you don't have kids. Like you guys have like amount of income. You can just buy these things and just enjoy them in your house.
That's fucking amazing.
Have people over for a nice cup of water.
Cup of water out of an alien cup. Would you want the alien cup or the alien cup? Xenomorph for you or xenomorph for you?
Xenomorphs for all, I think. I think it's
ally.
Yes. It's the LGBTQIA plus Z.
Yes.
X. X? I think it's an X.
I think it's an X.
Holy shit.
Xenomorph,
yeah. Okay. Huh. Interesting.
But it's a Z in our heart. We're slowly wrapping up here. Is there any final thoughts on the movie? I'm going to check my notes as well and make sure we got everything because I think we've pretty much covered. Yeah, I was like, well, fuck. Okay. I was like, fuck Burke, fuck.
First of all, it's the best sequel all time.
Yeah.
Sorry, Star Wars. Don't bring Star Wars to me, first of all. It's Nazis in space. We have Nazis on the Earth. What is the, okay. It's the best sequel because it takes a universe that's already fucking cool, ratchets everything up about 1,000 notches, and somehow does a masterful thing of adding a child to the cast in a sequel, which nobody fucking likes. Mm-hmm. The child's not annoying. Again, a girl child. What a surprise. It's always the fucking little kids. The boys were like, Johnny, stop.
Shut up.
Please stop.
Bobby.
Or their voices are changing and it's like, wow, you're a different person by the end of the movie. Anyway, I think it's the best. And I think it's the best feminist franchise, even if you just look at it as two movies standalone.
Yeah.
I think it is a masterclass in feminist film writing and filmmaking. And I think it's better than one. I think I like it more than one.
Yeah.
I definitely rewatch
it
more.
The pacing is better than one.
Yeah.
And you can hear people. And that's huge.
Huge.
I struggle hearing, I guess, in comprehension.
The auditory processing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I struggle with that.
So it's nice to have something. Like, I do like subtitles sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, this is annoying. But I do like...
It's hard with horror, right?
Because
it's like, you really want to understand the context. But at the same time, I want to be scared.
It's like the first time you watch it without subtitles and then the second time you watch it with.
Yes, to catch all the shit you missed. Totally.
So, thank you.
This one, I don't know, man. I think it's the best sequel.
It's the best.
It's my favorite horror franchise.
It's the freaking best. So would you say you were afraidy or not afraidy of
aliens?
Oh, hell
yeah. Hell yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely afraidy. Still afraidy.
Yeah?
Yeah, even more so. I know. Yeah. That's I watched so, those as so a documentary.
This is reality. This is happening.
Hoyle and Yutani. That's Bezos Zuckerberg, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a 10 out of 10, man.
Yeah,
10 I, out of 10. I literally have no notes for that movie. Other than I wish they continued on with, I wish James Cameron had done the third one.
Okay.
That would have been cool. But if you just look at them standalone, Aliens, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. No notes.
I give it an 8 out of 10.
Where did you feel like it could improve?
I'm not a big sci-fi person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I appreciate a good movie, and also I'm a harsh. Right? But it's like, it's
yeah,
like
you should be, though.
No, it's fine. But
yeah. And it'd be weird if you were like, 10 out of 10 for all these.
Yeah, which is what people want me to do. And I, look, in the words of the Grinch, okay? One man's trash is another man's potpourri. So,
watch the Grinch.
And it's all about opinion, and it literally, it doesn't matter. It's whatever you think. So, and that's why it's your heart rating. It's whatever, you know?
Yeah. So true. And yeah. It's like how you, what you walk away with it and like how much you revisit it and like stuff mm-hmm. like that.
I probably will watch this maybe one more time in my life. I don't know if I'll watch it right now. It might be several years down the line.
Yeah.
But yeah. Cause I'm not like, be like, oh, Alien Earth. People have been like, have you watched this? And I'm like, no, I haven't. I definitely probably should. But Romulus was the only one that I was like, I need to go see this.
I loved Romulus.
Yeah, it scared
that's my new comfort.
It scared the shit out of me. That baby thing. I told you about the 4DX thing with the baby.
I don't know how you survived that.
That was so scary.
Seeing that movie in 4DX.
Yeah.
How the fuck? Did you get wet?
Yeah, you got wet. And then and also smells. So I'll just quick do this and then we'll start. It smells, yeah. And I hate the smell. Like, and it's also like the fake smells. Oh, it's awful.
Ugh.
But where the spoiler for Alien Romulus, if you haven't seen it, skip ahead. Whatever.
Sure.
If you haven't, no, it's fine. There's a big, there's an alien, shocker. Big baby alien man.
Who literally grows from a baby to a man in like a second.
Yeah, he's the growth spurt's crazy, which means he could still be growing. He could still be.
He could be massive in space somewhere.
He's already so.
Fuck.
He's already so tall. Just imagine. Okay. Anyways.
Terrifying.
He's played by a former basketball player who's like 7'4", 7'5".
Yeah.
Huge, huge man. Looks like a horror character already. Like they'd have to put a lot of makeup on him. And I say this was no, like it's awesome because it's like you see these characters and like they're clearly a creature actor.
Yes.
And they're fucking getting bang for this because he just worked on Backrooms. And I'm like, dude, awesome.
He was the pirate guy, tall guy.
He emerges out of the fog. And just like, you know, the fog here, right? They have that in the theater. It covered the entire bottom of the screen to where you couldn't tell where the screen started or ended. And I had a moment where I was like, it's coming up, yay! And I felt like how people saw 3D movies for the first time in like the 50s, where they're like, oh my God, it's gonna get me. I felt like that.
And you felt like real fear.
Yeah, and I was like, from like a movie, I was like, oh my God, it's gonna kill me.
Dude.
And then I was like, okay, you're in a seat. You paid for this. This is, you're fine.
Why did I feel like that watching it on my TV at home?
Literally. Okay, yeah, but add smoke. And it's like, it was.
I think I would die. I have horror dreams about that.
Yeah.
Like, that's my sleep paralysis demon.
I have never had a moment in a theater where every single person went, like, it was like we all took a breath. Like, oh my God.
That's so fucking cool.
It was magical.
Dude.
Like, I was like, I'm seeking that again. And we have not gotten to that.
I haven't either. I'm getting chilled.
Right?
Like, watching him just emerge from
but
that.
But the fact that we all had that and it wasn't like, okay, you know, in an Obsession or Backrooms, people were like, eh, whatever. Like, everybody had that reaction to that. That was amazing.
So real.
But yeah.
Anyways, and I heard that one took 6 hours makeup.
For?
The alien one.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And that Backrooms was like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it was a mask.
Yeah.
But still.
Still.
He's the goat, man. I think his name is it Robert something?
I'll look it up for, even though it doesn't matter for this movie, but. Because we're talking about aliens.
Well,
alien
he could be the next Doug Jones. We got to put some
that's
respect
true.
On that name.
I honestly think, yes.
He's I'd love to see them in a movie, like, sparring off monster v. monster.
Alien.
Because that guy, whoa, he's talented.
He's so good.
And holy shit.
I just don't want to meet him ever.
No.
I said it with so much respect. Robert, yes.
From a distance will be fine.
From a distance, I don't need to ever meet him.
Actually,
and
you know what? No.
I respect him so much.
Me too.
From a distance. I can't.
From the screen.
And I say that it was so much love and respect. He does a really good job. I'm scared of him.
I'm terrified
even,
of that
even
man.
Out of makeup, I'm scared. I know what, scary. I know what he's good for him. He's so good.
Oof.
This is the time of the show where you plug yourself and tell us where they can follow you and
okay.
all that jazz.
Okay. You can follow me on Instagram at Laurel Kathleen. Let's see. I've got a sketch show on YouTube called That's Hollywood Baby. I host a couple different shows. I host a burlesque show called The Absinthe Angels. And I'm going to be guest hosting at the Improv on August 22nd for LA versus Transplants. Amber will be there. And some other cool horror girlies, like you had Kayla Hardy on your pod. So it's going to be a really, really good time.
Love it. I've been on that show. I love that show.
Oh, it's one of my favorite shows.
The audience for that show is like electric.
I get so riled up as an audience member. I like going for the transplants. I'm like, we're going to win one of these someday.
I almost won it for us.
Really?
Yeah. I almost won it for us. Right.
Dude.
I did. And it was so close. But yeah,
LA
they
always
just
wins. And they should. Like, these are good questions to like really see who knows LA trivia, but like we can have one.
That Amber asked me about Scientology.
What's the question?
What was it like who is L. Ron Hubbard? Yeah. And I was like, "Bitch, let me tell you who he is." I was like, "You said my buzzword. Let's go." I'm tuned.
TED Talk?
I'm here. How much time do we have? Not enough. Never enough. But yeah.
No. I like the open-ended ones. I also like, how often do you go to the beach? And it's like, never is like the main answer. I love that. It's so cool.
She asked me how many parking tickets I had. And I was like, or I have gotten since I've lived here. And I was like, honestly, probably like 10.
Paid or unpaid?
Allegedly.
No comment.
No, none. Just kidding. Tickets? Who?
I walked here.
Yeah, I don't have a car. Crazy. Because it was taken away. But guys, make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie Frady and all social media platforms. Patreon, where we got extended cuts. And also, if you just want to support the channel, that's where you could do that. And after every episode, I like to give advice. And you're welcome to hop in here as well. It's at the top of our head. It's advice on from the movie. And it can be translated to life, whatever.
Oh, easy.
Okay, what is it?
Do not trust a corporation, ever.
Period.
Yeah. Ever.
Period.
Full stop.
Amazing. Yeah. And if you're a man, or a woman, or a theman, theman, yep.
Yeah, that feels right.
I liked it. I liked it. I'm keeping it. Giving it in. Almost because I'm not going to edit it out. if they get torn in half, okay, and they are just milk, they might be a robot.
Just a fun fact.
Or from Wisconsin. I don't know. But
what is that, whole milk? What is that?
But whole milk, goddamn.
It's a goat?
Jesus, that's impressive. But on that note, guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And thank you guys for being here.
Hell yeah.
We will see you next time. Stay afraidy. We did it!
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.